Tuesday, March 26th, Liturgy of the Hours, Midday Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Midday Hymn. O Sacred Heart surrounded by crown of piercing thorn, O bleeding head so wounded, reviled and put to scorn. Our sins have marred the glory of thy most holy face, yet angel hosts adore thee and tremble as they gaze. The Lord of every nation was hung upon a tree, his death was our salvation, our sins his agony. O Jesus, by thy passion thy life in us increase, thy death for us did fashion our pardon and our peace. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, I know my sheep and my own know me. As the Father knows me and as I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep. Psalm 119. Remember your word to your servant by which you gave me hope. This is my comfort in sorrow, that your promise gives me life. Though the proud may utterly deride me, I keep your law. I remember your decrees of old, and these, Lord, console me. I am seized with indignation at the wicked who forsake your law. Your commands have become my song in the land of exile. I think of your name in the nighttime and keep your law. This has been my blessing, the keeping of your precepts. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm prayer, Lord, you raise us up from our lowliness by giving us the hope of eternal life. May we always serve you in this our pilgrimage and come to enjoy the happiness of our home with you. Psalm 53. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God above. Their deeds are corrupt, depraved, not a good man is left. God looks down from heaven on the sons of men to see if any are wise, if any seek God. All have left the right path, depraved, every one. There's not a good man left, no, not even one. Will the evildoers not understand? They eat my people as though they were eating bread. They never pray to God. See how they tremble with fear without cause for fear. For God scatters the bones of the wicked. They are shamed. God rejects them. Oh, that Israel's salvation might come from Zion. When God delivers his people from bondage, then Jacob will be glad and Israel will rejoice. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm prayer, Almighty Father, apart from you there is nothing true, nothing holy on earth. Dismiss our sins, and give us strength in our weakness, so that all who believe in your Son may rejoice in his glory. Psalm 54. O God, save me by your name, by your power uphold my cause. O God, hear my prayer, listen to the words of my mouth. For proud men have risen against me, ruthless men seek my life. They have no regard for God, but I have God for my help. The Lord upholds my life. I will sacrifice to you with willing heart, and praise your name for its good. For you have rescued me from all my distress, and my eyes have seen the downfall of my foes. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm prayer, we humbly ask you, Father, to save us from every evil and trial on earth, that we may seek you, seek with our hearts and deeds, our Lord and Helper, Jesus Christ, whom we look to in the heavens. Repeating the Midday Antiphon, I know my own sheep, and my own know me. As the Father knows me, and as I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep. And a reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22 through 24. Jews demand signs, and Greeks look for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and an absurdity to Gentiles. But to those who are called, Jews and Greek alike, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. And the responsory, ours were the suffering he bore, ours were the weight of guilt he endured. And the concluding prayer, let's pray, Father, may we receive your forgiveness and mercy as we celebrate the passion and death of the Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.